The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Larissa Moore, filling in for Kate Watson. It's Monday, the 9th of September. In your Squiz today, bushfire season starting early, the death of Robert Mugabe, Hurricane Dorian creates a humanitarian crisis, and a wrap of the weekend sports. This is your Squiz today. Claire, strong winds and drought conditions have combined to create a pretty devastating start to bushfire season. There were fires in southern Queensland and northern New South Wales over the weekend. It's breaking all the wrong sorts of records, with experts saying that fire weather has never been this severe this early in spring.
That's right. And in fact, there were fires all around the country, but the most severe ones there in those very drought affected areas, particularly in northern New South Wales and into Queensland. That historic event certainly is something that fire authorities are really saying is a very bad omen for what's expected to be a very hot summer coming up. Homes have been lost in both of those states, about 20 in Queensland and 5 in New South Wales. It's really interesting for context to know that 40 homes have been lost in bushfires in the previous 130 years in Queensland.
Wow.
So to lose 20 homes since last Thursday is very concerning.
The Prime Minister has promised that affected towns will get all the assistance that they need. Speaking of the PM, our pollies are back in Canberra, Claire. Winter recess is done and dusted. What's on the agenda?
What Scott Morrison has put firmly on the agenda is a raft of welfare reforms. He's talking about a national rollout of a trial of what's called a cashless welfare card. What that means is that 80% of some welfare recipients' payments are put aside to be spent on the essentials, the idea being that that money then doesn't go towards spending on things like alcohol and gambling. The government's also keen to revive drug testing for its qualification for the dole. That's something that's been highly contentious. It was raised quite a while ago, but it looks like there might be support certainly for a few of those measures from the key crossbench senators, but others will need to be tested as they go through legislation this week.
And the latest news poll is out this morning.
Latest news poll is out. The Coalition has maintained its 51-49 lead over Labor. When it comes to the personal standing, satisfaction in Scott Morrison's performance has increased a point to 49. Anthony Albanese, the Labor leader, though, he has had a satisfaction rating fall from 41 to 35 points.
In international news now, plans for secret talks between US President Donald Trump, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, and the Taliban leadership were called off last night.
They were secret talks. They hadn't really been put on any big agenda, but Donald Trump took to Twitter yesterday to say that those talks were going to happen, but he had taken them off the agenda because of the Taliban putting its hand up to an attack last week where 12 people were killed, including a US soldier. The Taliban says that that's extremely immature and that those negotiations have been going pretty well. It would have been the first time that the Taliban had sat down with the Afghani government to talk about what was going to happen in that next phase. Cynics, though, are saying that perhaps with the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks coming up this week, that perhaps Trump has read the optics and decided to put off to a later time.
A quick update on Hurricane Dorian. The effects of the hurricane on the Grand Bahama and the Abaco Islands has been officially declared a humanitarian disaster. The death toll at this point stands at 43. 70,000 people are currently homeless and in need of assistance. The health minister is warning that more information about the death toll and suffering will be coming. Meanwhile, Dorian has moved quite quickly up to the Canadian coast and has been downgraded to a tropical storm. Also in big news over the weekend, Claire, the death of 95-year-old Robert Mugabe. He was the first Prime Minister and then President of an independent Zimbabwe.
Yeah, many around the world ignored that social nicety of not speaking ill of the dead. Of course, Robert Mugabe is one of those very controversial leaders of really the last sort of 30 years or so. He had to be prized out of power at the end of 2017, although people are saying that the new president president there, Emmerson Mnangagwa, isn't necessarily that much better than Mugabe. But yeah, what he is known for, although he came to that role with great promise and a lot of people hoping that he would do very good things for the people of Zimbabwe, he ended up being a very power-hungry tyrant who wrecked that nation's economy and inflicted a very brutal and corrupt regime on his people.
Quickly across some sports results now. The Ashes are coming home.
Yes, we've won the Ashes, which is an incredible feat. It's the first time that we've managed a series win in England since 2001. We've taken a 2-1 series lead. That means that we'll retain the really tiny urn that is the prize because we have won the Ashes last time, so we get to keep them. An incredible performance by our bowlers. Also, of course, Steve Smith, who won Man of the Match, had another couple of really great innings, particularly in the first innings when he claimed double century.
Not as good news, unfortunately, for our Aussies in the tennis, though.
No. So Ash Barty and her doubles partner, Victoria Azarenka, have lost the doubles final, just as we talked this morning. Dylan Alcott, who was hoping to win all four majors in the same calendar year, he's lost his match against Brit Andy Lapthorne.
Yeah, he says he was outplayed and he's absolutely gutted. And in the women's finals, Canadian Bianca Andreescu beat Serena Williams for the US Open title. The men's final will kick off any minute now. Still on sport, we hope everyone's week gets off to a better start than the poor Albanian soccer team.
They had a shocker over the weekend, lining up for the European Cup qualifying match against France. Not only did Albania have the wrong national anthem played, they played the anthem of Andorra. They then refused to start the match until the correct anthem had been played. And just as they were teeing that up, the stadium announcer compounded the error by apologising to Armenian fans. So, yeah, who would have thought Albania was so hard to wrangle?
Too many countries starting with the A. And then they lost anyway.
And then they lost. Yeah, they lost to France 4-1.
Every day the subject line relates to a story. What have you got for us today?
I've got a Bob Marley song this morning, Is This Love That I'm Feeling. It goes to our Squiz Sayings this morning. Facebook dating has been launched in the US. No word yet on when it's going to be rolled out to Australians, but of course there's been some fairly hilarious responses on social media over the weekend about that big social media platform straying into the dating scene, particularly its feature where you're able to secretly nominate your crushes and then see if they crush you back.
If they can match you with a partner the way that they match you with ads, maybe there's something there.
That's the theory.
And that's all from us to get you started on a Monday. If you enjoy The Squiz, please share it with your friends, your colleagues, your dog walker. Recommendations from friends are the number one way that we grow. Have a good day, everyone, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.